Welcome to Perspectives, a podcast on the future of the behavioral health industry. I'm Jack Silverstein of Behavioral Health Business, and joining me today is Khalid Nasser, COO of Medly, the largest labor marketplace for short and long-term healthcare jobs. In this interview, Khalid and I discuss Medly's incredible story of bringing a 98% fill rate to an Arizona recovery center, breaking down the ins and outs of how they helped achieve that figure, and looking ahead to what's next for Medly.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I am Jack Silverstein of the Behavioral Health Business Podcast, and I'm joined here by Khalid Nasser. How are you today?
I'm very good. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. So we really appreciate you giving us your time and telling us more about Medly, where you are COO, and we'll be discussing today how to maintain staffing ratios during census flux, and a really interesting story, something that you all were able to achieve, helping a recovery center in Arizona reach a 98% fill rate. Before we get to that story, please just tell us about Medly, when and why you co-founded it, and overall, your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, thank you for having me on. We started Medly in 2015 because one of our founders was a nurse who ran multiple healthcare facilities across Los Angeles. And we always saw her suffer the same pain points over and over again, which was essentially chaos, stress, and a lack of this coherent staffing solution for everybody that was involved at the facility. When you look at facilities, they're always understaffed, and they're constantly scrambling to cover shifts, and they're dealing with these unpredictable patient volumes. But at the same time, they were juggling compliance requirements, which is a big issue with healthcare facilities. But on the other side, we saw that clinicians were being told when and where to work, and often with little regard to their own personal lives or preferences. So healthcare professionals get often burned out of the job within 10 months of actually starting their role. So it became a vicious cycle. And the result was this system that didn't really work well for anyone. You know, facilities burned through budgets and resources while struggling to fill these shifts. And then, like I said, clinicians burned out from these unforgiving schedules. And there was really very little utilization of technology to help solve these problems. So we figured there had to be a better way of doing it. And really, our mission is very simple, but very powerful. How do we help healthcare facilities staff smarter, and then also give the clinicians the flexibility to choose when and when where they want to work? And we built this platform that unifies internal staffing with contingent labor through the Medly marketplace, and then credential management, but also this third-party vendor management system into this one seamless experience. But by bringing all of these elements together, we improve the operational efficiency of the facility, we help them control costs, and I think most importantly, we help ensure that these patients get this consistent level of high quality care that they deserve.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Let me get the industry from your perspective with regards to census flux. What do you see? What trends are you seeing just in terms of the data?
Yeah, if you look at any leader in behavioral health today, you're going to hear a common theme. Patient volumes are more unpredictable than ever. Facilities can go from a steady census to a spike in admissions in a matter of days, or they can see discharges happen much faster than they actually anticipate. So the volatility makes it very difficult for them to staff, and it's a really tough balancing act. In behavioral health, this balancing act is especially critical because staffing really just is not about numbers. It's also about compliance. It's about patient safety. And there's this therapeutic continuity that they're trying to maintain for their patients. If you overstaff, that means you're draining resources that could be used in other places. Understaffing means that you're risking burnout among your staff, and then potential compliance violations because of that burnout. So I think the biggest factor, though, when you combine all this together, is the drop in quality care that the patients receive. So facilities are, they're walking this tightrope every single day, and it only works if they can match staffing to patient needs quickly and efficiently. And I think that's where we come in. And when you have this pre-vetted network of high quality professionals that they can tap into in a matter of minutes, you can quickly scale your workforce up and down without adding the costs associated with full-time hiring. So our solution and how we think about helping behavioral health is to counter that fluidity that they see in census with the fluidity in a workforce that only we can provide.
Perfect. And that term is so important, the pre-vetted workforce. You sent me a stat that I hadn't seen when you and I were preparing for this, and it was pretty jarring. I thought that by the year 2037, which is just 12 short years away, that the behavioral health industry will be short more than 400,000 professionals in key roles. What was your reaction when you saw that stat?
Honestly, it's shocking. You know, we work with behavioral health, we work with the surgical centers, we work with hospitals, and this is a theme that's going across any type of healthcare industry. And it's a really a troubling stat. I think, you know, we're doing our part as Medly to help. But honestly, it's a much bigger issue. I think even the government needs to get involved in and support. But it's, again, it's a supply and demand issue, and it's a bit more complex because, you know, patient needs are climbing and acuity levels are getting higher. But more importantly, more people are seeking help for behavioral health issues, partly due to greater awareness and reduced stigma, but also due to mental health effects of the stresses that all of us have been dealing and feeling with in society, especially over the last decade. On the supply side, like you mentioned, the talent pool is shrinking. And that study, like you mentioned, which is compiled by the Health Resources and Services Administration, like you said, by 2037, 400,000 behavioral health professionals will be lacking across all different roles. So it's a really big issue. And I think a few unexpected admissions can put the entire unit in a behavioral health facility under strain. And without that way to scale effectively or efficiently, facilities can either end up scrambling or compromising the quality of their care. We work closely with those facilities to try to find where their need is. You know, we're mainly a platform that works with different healthcare professionals, from registered nurses to physical therapists and so on. But we are capable of looking at the entire scope of the needs of a behavioral health facility. And because we've been able to effectively recruit healthcare professionals, and not only that, but the majority of healthcare professionals today are trying to look at more flexible ways to work and earn income, that they're attracted to the model that Medly provides. So there's this lack of ability to recruit from these facilities because of the rigidity that I spoke about before. But because we have such a massive population of vetted and pre-vetted healthcare professionals, they're interested in working in this type of environment, and that allows them to, you know, a healthcare facility like the behavioral health facilities, to be able to tap into these pros effectively and quickly without having the need to recruit, hire, onboard, and so on. So it's a unique way to work, but it's solving a very acute problem that they're dealing with across the country.
Perfect. So let's talk about Virtue Recovery Center in Arizona. This is where you were able to help them reach this 98% fill rate. Before we get to that, tell me about Virtue. Who are they, and what were they looking for that brought them to you?
Yeah, so they're based out of Arizona. It's a wonderful facility that's deeply committed to helping patients facing addiction and mental health challenges, and they do pride themselves on doing it with consistency, with compassion, and with quality. But before they partnered with us, they were running into the same challenges that we've been talking about. You know, they're relying on local agencies who couldn't provide that consistency of coverage, which meant they had to, that the nurse-to-patient ratios were often unstable. And then managers had to spend a ton of time chasing down staffing solutions, which was just not effective for them. When their director of nursing, Devin, joined the team, she brought a ton of valuable experience from previous roles, including having worked with Medly before in another capacity at another location. So she knew the platform and knew that it could deliver on the speed and the quality and the flexibility that they needed. That trust made it easier for Virtue to adopt Medly quickly and without this long trial and error process. So within days, they were onboarded, posting shifts, and connecting with the qualified clinicians, and ultimately stabilizing their business and even managing it during those census swings.
Fantastic. So let's talk about that number, 98%. That's as remarkable as of a number as the 400,000 that we just mentioned. So a 98% fill rate. How did Medly help Virtue reach that figure?
Yeah, you know, we're really proud of that number. It's a team effort across the company. When you look at standard fill rates across other agencies, you see averages in the 60 to 65%. For us, that's just an amazing number to achieve. And, you know, we've got 2% more to go, hopefully. So, but what really stood out with Virtue was how quickly things shifted when they started using Medley. You know, before they were spending hours chasing coverage and, like I said, calling agency, texting clinicians, and often coming up short. And that scramble that they dealt with became the norm, and it creates stresses across the board, whether it's for leadership or for the staff or ultimately the patients who need that stable, reliable care. With Medley, the process itself looks very different. They've already posted hundreds of shifts this year with that 98% fill rate that you've mentioned, and it happens within a matter of minutes in terms of the job getting filled. And that's not just the number on a report. You know, it's actually a fundamental shift on the way they operate day to day. So instead of putting out fires every time the sense has changed, Devin and her team could actually take time to properly plan. They could post a shift in less than a minute, and on average, it would get picked up in 10 to 13 minutes on average. If you think about that difference, what used to take hours or days of phone calls now actually happens in real time. And then what that does is that speed gives them that sense of control that they haven't had before. So they're not scrambling last minute. They're not plugging holes with unfamiliar staff who didn't know the facility. And there's no more risk of falling short on that nurse-to-patient ratio. So the 98% fill rate wasn't just about coverage. It's really about peace of mind for the facility and the employees there. And then leadership could breathe easier knowing that the shifts were covered and then you had these clinicians who could focus on delivering care instead of worrying about being stretched thin. And then patients saw more consistent care from the caregivers. So ultimately what it does is it marked a turning point where staffing stopped being this daily crisis that they dealt with on a day-to-day basis and became a reliable process in their day-to-day operations.
And you touched on this, but what specifically did you build with them?
Yeah, so the process is really designed to be incredibly simple. So Devin and her team have access to this unified platform that allows them to tap into a network of thousands of professionals around their facility. Again, these are high-quality, pre-vetted healthcare professionals that are vetted by our pool of healthcare professionals that work, our clinical ops team that works at Medley. And just in a matter of a few clicks, they can post off the shift. And like I said, they're filled in a matter of minutes. But again, speed is not the only story. You know, our team worked closely with them to set up what we call this favorites feature. And that gave Virtue the ability to build this roster of clinicians who had already worked at their facility, who'd proven themselves to be reliable and fit within their team and their culture. And when new shifts were posted and opened up, Virtue could offer those shifts up to that group first. And that might sound like a very small tweak, but it really did have a very big impact on the facility. If you think about it, it stretched across three different things. Consistency of care. So patients saw fewer clinicians, and instead of this rotating door of new faces all the time, they built trust and continuity in their recovery journey, which is really, really important for them. They saw efficiency in their staff, and those clinicians who had been there already knew the workflows, already knew the charting systems and what the expectations were of the facility. So they can walk in and jump right in without needing that orientation that happens every single time. And then finally, they built stronger relationships. So staff and clinicians built this rapport together with one another, which improved the teamwork and the morale within the facility. So it gave Virtue this flexibility no matter how the census changed. So if admissions spiked, they had this bench of this trusted clinicians ready to step in. If things slowed down, they weren't locked into these long contracts or overstaffed facilities from full-time hires. And again, it wasn't just about filling faster, but also how you build the system with scale, right? How do you reduce the stress for the leadership? How do you ensure patient quality? And how do you build this quality of consistent care?
Perfect. Now, the 98%, that's an incredible number. What outcomes did this lead you to being able, or did it lead Virtue to being able to achieve? And what were they able to do in terms of turnover and retention?
Yeah, great question. The outcomes went far beyond just simply filling shifts, and that's obviously very, very important. But what they really gained was stability in their staffing, in their culture, and ultimately in the care that they delivered. And by maintaining this consistent staffing ratio, even during these census swings, they avoided these costly last-minute agency coverage that they typically had to deal with. And we saw an estimated 25% savings compared to traditional staffing models. And what that does is it frees up their budget so they can put it back into staff development or even patient programs. But I think the real impact shows up in people's day-to-day experiences. Patients benefited from that continuity of care because they're seeing those familiar clinicians instead of a constant rotation of new faces. And you've heard me say that numerous times, but it is part of the journey and part of the recovery that a lot of these patients have to deal with. And that trust and that consistency is especially critical in behavioral health, where they, relationships do drive outcomes. But also on the flip side, clinicians in turn felt supported rather than stretched thin. And then working alongside of these favorites groups that they built, meaning their own internal staff, working alongside these favorites that they've built, became this extension of their team and created a level of consistency and culture that they hadn't had before. So ultimately what it did is it allowed them to move from a reactive staffing model to a proactive one, and that gave them more financial relief, staff relief, and patient relief pretty much all at the same time.
Incredible. So what is next for Medilee?
Yeah, we got a big journey ahead of us and a lot to do. But looking ahead, we're doubling down on those innovations that makes us who we are today. It makes staffing smarter and, I think, more predictable. We're expanding our talent fusion platform, which is what I was talking about. And that brings together the internal staffing that every facility has with the contingent labor scheduling, managing of the credentials that they have to deal with every year, which is a very big issue at facilities. And then the vendor management, meaning third-party vendors, agencies working through our system to help fill roles all in one place. And what this does is it gives the facility this really amazing 360-degree view of their workforce that they've never had before. So that's really exciting. We're also investing heavily in AI-powered forecasting tools. So these tools will analyze data and trends of the past and current trends and help the facilities predict staffing needs before the census spike actually happens, so they can be prepared instead of being that reactive model that we talked about. So our ultimate goal really hasn't changed. That's kind of, it's ingrained in who we are, and that's to give healthcare facilities and organizations the ability to stay flexible and help reduce turnover and control costs. And ultimately deliver the highest quality of care that every patient deserves, but also give the pros the ability to be flexible, work where and when they want, and earn the kind of income that they deserve to.
Amazing. Well, that is all. We really appreciate your time. If people want to learn more, where can they reach out? How can they connect with you?
I'm always available, knasser@medilee.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
That was Khalid Nasser, COO of Medilee, on the Perspectives podcast from Behavioral Health Business. To hear more episodes, visit bhbusiness.com/podcast.